Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My series, The Strong Man, is the amazing tale of Samson. To catch you up on my story, Samson used foxes to burn the fields of the Philistines to the ground. They in turn burned his wife at the stake, and now my story will detail what Samson did for revenge. The Philistines burned Samson's wife at the stake, thus enraging Samson. He stood before his enemies and shouted these words, "Since you act like this, I will surely take revenge on you. But after that, I'll quit." Then commenced the great slaughter. Samson killed a large number of the Philistines that day and went and hid in the cliff of a rock where he stayed for some time. Now, the Philistines did not go near him. Instead, the armies of the Philistine went over to the Jewish community and threatened them. If they did not deal with Samson, who was a Jew. So, 3,000 men from the Jewish community went to the cliff of the rock and talked to Samson. They talked him into surrendering. They bound him with strong ropes and then turned him over to the Philistine. Once again, the Holy Spirit came upon Samson, and he snapped his bonds as if they were twigs. The slaughter of the Philistines started once again. He ripped the jawbone out of a donkey and used it to massacre the Philistine men in the city. He did not stop killing that day until 1,000 men had been killed by the jawbone of an ass. At the end of the day, he sang this song. With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have killed 1,000 men. Samson was a man to be feared. The tale of Samson is a bloody one. God's plan for Samson's life was to liberate his people. In Samson's case, God did not choose to raise up an army, but made Samson a one-man army. The wake of destruction he left is massive. Now, we finally get to Delilah. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.